the thinking of political parties is broken. The idea was that you would form political parties because you can have major groups that agree on major ideas. But the size of federal government isn't a major idea. Both parties agree on Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, K through 12. Once you establish the belief that your party wants bigger federal government and the other party wants smaller federal government, you create an echo chamber in which thinking is not allowed. Everyone must conform or be expelled. In this environment, you can't intelligently promote those essential government programs, or cut the ones that are counterproductive, because you're not showing faith to your party if you allow the government to grow even on important, essential, in important or essential ways. You know, Republicans are bad if they allow the government to grow, even if it is essential. And Democrats are bad if they allow the government to shrink, even if those programs are counterproductive or ineffective, duplicate, if you have many departments doing the same exact thing, if they're inefficient, it doesn't matter. In an environment where you have one party that is demonizing the other and it's acting like a cult, you know, you're not just making the wrong decision. We don't allow wrong think. We don't allow wrong speak. We don't allow people to disagree with us. We don't allow liberal Republicans or conservative Democrats. We don't allow people that in that environment, you can't promote essential government practices or cut the, like I said, the counterproductive ones. You can't cut them efficiently or effectively because everyone is just trying to outdo each other in, oh, I really hate the government more than you. Oh, I really love the government more than you. And it's all about, it becomes all about the difference and not about intelligently weighing cost or benefits. It comes about how true are you to our dogma that government is good or government is bad. It doesn't matter. Once you have a party that's dedicated to the belief that government is good or government is bad, it doesn't matter anymore if government is efficient or effective. It just, all we need to do is make it smaller. Your differences become all you care about. All one party will want to do is make it smaller, and all the other party will want to do is make it bigger. And you're saying, oh, I'm exaggerating. Or you don't believe it. It's true, and it's true for a number of reasons. Confirmation bias, groups, good guys, bad guys. You look around you, we're not having intelligent debates about costs and benefits and risks. We're having moral outrage, and you might think that you're thinking clearly, but no one thinks clearly in an environment of moral outrage. And if your blood starts pumping and you start getting excited about politics, that's the ape part of you that goes on killing rampages against the other tribe of ape. That's not the intelligent part of you. I think that you can get mad at politics because both sides are being stupid. But if you hear one person on your side and you're like, yeah, that's awesome. You get really excited about your guy and he's saying partisan stuff about, oh, the other side is the enemy, the other side is the demon, we need to just demonize the other side and they're the cause of all of our problems. And if you agree with that, you're the problem. And you're not thinking clearly. No matter how smart you think your guys are, oh, my guys went to Harvard, and you know, my guys, you know, are really smart. They talk really fast, and they're clever, and they say funny things. And my guys are great. It doesn't matter if your guys are saying partisan stuff. You're just a team member. You're a cheerleader. You're a partisan hack. You're the problem. No, I love Ronald Reagan growing up. And he said some true things. He was funny. He was optimistic. He was the happy warrior. And it was funny when he said, you know, the worst thing anyone's ever heard is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Ha ha ha. But you know, do Republicans believe that? They say they do. But Republicans grow government just as much as Democrats. It's that both parties unintelligently shrink or grow the government as ways of waging ideological war, and they promote the policies that the other party hates, and they promote the policies that they can grow outrage. It's all just emotional all the time. And you think, no, it's not. Oh, I hear facts and statistics all the time in conversations. It doesn't matter. Those are the statistics and facts that are useful according to people's attention spans. And the ones that get shared are the facts and statistics that keep people interested and keep people donating. And what keeps people donating to each party is outrage. And so the only policies that are promoted are the ones that result in outrage on the other side. And so it's like decision making by outrage. You know, and if I can be seen as causing the other side to get mad, I'm therefore good with my side, because obviously our side is good and the other side is bad. And it's not intelligent. You know, your political party has become a cult when no one is allowed to disagree. You know, if you disagree, you need to be removed. You're a rhino. Or, you know, we're going to cancel this Democrat because he said the wrong thing. That's a, you know, McCarthyism. That's cult-like behavior. That's the Spanish Inquisition. You know, someone said blasphemy. No. We need Republicans who have been able to win in Democrat states. That's essential, that you have Republicans that know how to talk to Democrats. And Democrats should value, you know, other Democrats that are able to talk to Republicans. You know, That's where intelligence lies, in situations where people make compromise or are allowed to be mavericks. And John McCain called himself a maverick, and there was a little bit of advertising there. And, you know, I didn't agree with every decision that he made, but he... Republicans hated him more than Democrats, which is wrong. If someone's agreeing with you 80% of the time, you shouldn't hate someone more than someone who disagrees with you 80% of the time. And if you're being logical and strategic, you shouldn't hate someone the way Republicans hate Mitt Romney, who balanced his budget, who lowered taxes. And Republicans say they care about the budget, they care about taxes, and they care, you know, Romney promoted family values in Massachusetts. He really did. And he promised he wouldn't expand or contract abortion rights, and he kept his promise. In fact, all of the legal actions that Romney took were to veto the expansion of abortion rights within his state while he was governor. So he vetoed a number of things, and they all just happened to be the Senate trying to expand Massachusetts' already very liberal abortion rights. But Republicans hate Romney. They hate him because of the 5% that he disagreed with, or that he didn't say the right way. And it's maddening. You don't have a functioning system when you have groupthink. And if everyone says that agrees, you're not thinking. If everyone agrees, if you have, how many senators are there? If you have 102, 104 people all agreeing, you don't need all of them. You just need one of them. Or if you have the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, and all of the Republicans agree, and all of the Democrats disagree, you don't need any of those Republicans or Democrats except for one Republican, one Democrat. If they're going to vote in a block anyways, what's the purpose of debate? If it's just us good guys against those evil guys, why have debate? Why have conversations? Why look at data? So they say the wolf improves the ecosystem in Yellowstone, because if you don't have a wolf, the elk overrun the place. They eat all of the grass. They kill. So there's runoff, and somehow the beavers don't live as well. When there's wolves around, the elk, it modifies the elk behavior, and something about when they're the elk just graze everything like cows, and they don't leave any bushes near the water's edge. And when there's no bushes near the water's edge, something of the beavers, everything just falls apart. And so there was a balance when you had wolves. And wolves, all right, when you have Republicans all sitting in a room together, and they're like, this this, you know, government's too big. We all agree government's too big, right? Yeah, yeah, everyone agrees. All right, so let's cut this agency. Yeah, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. And so when you're in a room with all Republicans, the bad Republican ideas don't die. The stupid ones don't die. There's no one that stops the stupid in the room, in the Republican room. And we need a survival of the fittest competition between ideas. And we're not having a competition of ideas right now. We're having a bunch of Republicans all getting together in the room, and all of the Republicans, oh, we all agree. You know, because if you disagree, we're gonna destroy you and we're gonna come after you. We're gonna destroy your career. You're not allowed to disagree with this. Just everyone agrees all the time, right? You agree, right? Yes, I agree. So when the Republicans don't have a bad idea and the Democrats don't have a bad idea, same thing with the Democrats. They all get in a room. Hey, you know, government's good, right? Yes, yes, you agree government's good. Yes. Don't you agree government's good? Yes. We need to give more to the poor, right? Yes. We need to take money from the rich. Yes. Every single possible way that we could help the poor or hurt the rich is good, right? None of it will ever be counterproductive. Right. We all agree. And obviously, that's an oversimplification. But what they're going to do is promote the policies that get them elected. And so they're going to hold their finger up to the air, and they're going to look at polls, and they're going to, and some of them are true believers, and they honestly believe every single thing, and they've read all, and they listen to all of the same podcasts, and they listen to all of the same news articles, and they become fully convinced. Some of them are good, but they're members of a cult, and they are in a moral panic. They're not having rational cost-benefit analysis. They're not making rational cost-benefit analysis decisions. And when they're all in a room and there's no real competition of ideas, both sides become stupid and make stupid mistakes. And then America suffers. America dies. America will die if we make enough stupid mistakes. And again, I'm trying to live in an environment where I have to appeal to your attention span. And so I say outlandish things because I'm trying to get someone to pay attention to me. Look over here, look over here, please look over here. Obviously, just America won't win the competition between countries if we keep making stupid mistakes. That's less exciting, but that's probably more accurate. And extremely bad things as far as authoritarians and countries that have even worse ideas than ours, but that are run more efficiently, can happen if America doesn't win.